Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Revelation chapter 3, we were taught that as long as the Lord gives us breath, there is still time for us to repent and get right with God. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Jesus Christ is the source of all which is and was created. Now, we've seen that He is the Amen, that is the truth. He is the faithful and true witness. He gives light on the subject of life. And He is the beginning of the creation of God. That makes Him the authority. All commands, therefore, that are either rejected or ignored will find that this great judge will be the one who decides the fate and position of the church and the individual in eternity. Now, my friend, He's deciding your fate, and He's deciding my fate. Boy, I'm glad He's full of grace and allows us to be saved now. Now, before the charges are made, Christ is establishing His authority to the church. He does not need to do that, but He does. Why? Because He is a loving Savior. It would be a lack of love that would not reveal the negative truths that are contained in this letter to the church. He's not wanting to remove their candlestick, nor for them to lose their reward in eternity. Therefore, He tells them the truth about themselves, that they might repent. No one has loved more than the Lord Jesus Christ loves. He gave as the new commandment that the disciples and those who believe in Christ should love one another even as Christ loves us. He is the epitome of love. God is love. And yet men hated Him because He testified that their works were evil. John 7, verse 7 tells us that Jesus Christ, as He was speaking to His brethren, pointed out. And friend, to say that it's unloving to point out these negative things is to say on your part, well, I'm loving, and I would never say on that about people. I would never point out those sins. I would not never say those negative things. Then you would never lead someone to repentance. Is that love? You see, you can call me a legalist if you want, but since you're calling me unloving and that makes you loving, call me a legalist makes you an illegalist. Have you ever thought of that? So, my friend, you better think before you speak. So we see the first W, the who. We see who the authority is. Next we see the what. That is, what the charges are. And we see that in verses 15 through 17. First of all, there are general charges in verses 15 and 16. Let's read here in Revelation 3, verse 15 and 16. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Now the general charges here is that I know thy works. Now, He's the originator, and He is the omniscient one. He's all-knowing, and He knows this church, so He can make these charges. Often, the Laodicean church is called the apostate church, but I don't believe that's true, because its candlestick, at that point that it's written, has not been removed. In other words, as long as the candlestick was there, there was still hope that that church might repent. You're still breathing. There's still hope for you. But you harden yourself, as those seven churches did, then one day you'll be removed. Proverbs 29:1 says, "He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy." Now, my friend, it's a problem that this is a neutral church. It's not cold. It's not hot. It agrees with the scriptures and doctrine in general. But the work of this church does not show a true stand for a holy Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm reminded of Psalms 94:17, which says, "Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence." Oh, the sin of a silent soul. Oh, the sin of not taking a stand for Jesus Christ. Verse 17 will show that they think they're all right. In short, a neutral church, a church that doesn't take a stand, is a deceived church. And is not this what Christ warned of the last days, to not be deceived? We read in Matthew 24:4-5, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you." Now, they had just asked Jesus what would be the sign of his coming. And he says, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." Later, in verse 11, he says, "And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many." You see, when there are those saying, "I am Christ," they're saying, "Look, this message is from God. This is from Christ. I am the anointed one to bring you this message." And then there's many false prophets that deceive many. Listen, I turn on my television set to sometimes to these religious stations, and my heart's broke when I'll see a stadium filled with people, and there's a man preaching a watered-down message, preaching psychology, trying to give people feelings, bringing in heresy, and see so many deceived thereby. Again, Matthew 24:24 says, "For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." Well, my friend, Satan is able to do miracles. He did that in Egypt. Their rods in Egypt also turned into serpents. They also turned water to blood. We're warned in Deuteronomy by God himself that when somebody makes a prophecy, they do some kind of a miracle, their prophecy comes to pass, their miracle is undeniable, but they spout false doctrine, they spout that which is wrong, then don't be taken in by them. We're told not to be taken in by that kind of person, have nothing to do with them. But so many are deceived today. Even what seems miraculous should be measured by the Word of God. 2 Thessalonians 2:9-12 speak of lying wonders, miracles, actual miracles that are used to deceive. And who will do that? The Antichrist. Now, it's also interesting to me that Laodicea is defined as the right of the people. It's indicative of mob rule. That is, the inmates are running the asylum. Well, Jesus is the Amen. He's the authority. He is the faithful and true witness. He is the authority and head of the church. It's not the pastor, it's not the deacons, and it's not the congregation. And when he sees those things out of order, it makes him want to spew out of his mouth. When any of these groups try to lord it over God's house and ignore the scriptures. So the charge is that the church is lukewarm. It's not cold. It's not hot. Most times you'll hear good fundamental pastors, and I've done this in the past, that have made this following observation, that the cold is a cold, dead church, while a hot church is one that's on fire for the Lord. Now, my friend, I tell you what, it does make for some good preaching. I mean, it makes up for some good, strong preaching storms, you might say. But that's really not good with the context that's here, even though preachers can really take off on it. Laodicea was located in a place that was noted for its hot and its cold springs. Sometimes people would come as a medicine to the hot springs to heal their aches, their pains, their sprains, their broken bones, and what have you. The hot waters would also kill those germs and bacteria that had caused sicknesses. On the other hand, there were those cold, refreshing spring waters that would refresh those who went into them. And it would invigorate them, especially if they were going through the heated days that drew out the energy and made one listless. I can remember years ago going to a health club in Alabama where I have a brother that lives there and was a member of the club, and he wanted me to go there to work out. Well, in the club, they had a cool dip in the men's locker room. And I'd go into the sauna and sit there and get all hot and sweaty for about 10 to 15 minutes. Then you could, if you wanted to, just get your shower and dress. Boy, I tell you what, when you did that, coming out of the sauna, even getting a cold shower, it seemed like you sweat for an hour after you're dressed. However, they had a little pool. It looked to be about 6.5, 7 foot deep. And it's probably, in its diameter, 6 feet across. Just like a little circle and hole in the ground, 6 foot deep. And it was kept at 72 degrees. You come out of the sauna and jump in that, it was shocking. But it felt refreshed. And sure enough, you stayed in there for 1 or 2 minutes and then got out and got your shower. You did not sweat. Well, in Laodicea, the cool springs prepared men to go out and work. They were more ready for the day ahead. They needed those cool, refreshing springs. Now, what is the mission for the local church? Is it not the Great Commission? To go to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then what's next? To teach them to observe all what He's commanded. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.